Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Coffee Klatch. This is Marianne Russo, and this is the Coffee Klatch Holiday Special. We have Mayor Johnson with their holiday wish list. It's one of our favorite shows, and I want to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah. And Christmas is almost here. It's really just a few days away, so you should be making your list and checking it twice with Mayor Johnson's gift-giving guide. Mayor Johnson is the special education super source, and their gift guide is really incredible this year. They've made it very easy to shop with three different ways, by price, category, and specific solution. And today we have Charisse Fraley with us. She is the director of merchandising. She's also a speech-language pathologist, and she's going to tell us what's new and what's the hottest things this year for your special kits. So, Charisse, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back. You know, the Super Source is just that. It is just the most comprehensive place for parents to go to look for products, toys, everything for their children. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Mayor Johnson, and then we'll go into your gift-giving guide.
Great. So we have over 3,000 products, and many are made in-house by speech-language pathologists and special educators. And then we have a large selection that we hand-select by a speech-language pathologists from top vendors, and we go about picking things specific to young children as well as all the way up to teenagers who are in need of specific products or tools for curriculum as well as for learning language and articulation and speech, various speech needs, memory, the whole gamut. And we also provide a range of support through our website, online web classes, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, so that parents who want to join in discussions or ask questions have resources available to them to get their questions answered.
And, you know, that's so important because, as we're going to discuss in the interview, you know, sometimes parents just really don't know what products really suit their child's needs. And, you know, these aren't just toys. You do have a, you know, wide array of toys and books and a lot of things, but a lot of this is really assistive technology that changes their lives. So, you know, why don't we start off, you know, I love the idea that you came up with the three different ways of shopping, because I think it really helps parents and alleviates a lot of confusion. And you've done it in three categories, by price, by category, and by specific solutions. So, you know, tell us how you broke this down and, you know, how this helps parents find the right item for their child.
Right.
And it's not just for parents, grandparents, neighbors, friends, teachers.
Correct. So we decided we wanted to find products specifically based on price to help anyone who's looking for low-level, lower-priced products. So we created categories for gifts under $10, under $25, and under $50, and then we also have gifts over $50. And then we also separated by category. So if someone's looking for a specific type of product, they could just search under toys, games, books, or puzzles. And we've kept our selection to about 50 per category, so it's not overwhelming for anyone going to the gift guide. And then we also separated by specific solutions. So if you have a child that has autism or perhaps has maybe a language delay or a learning disability or a developmental delay, we've handpicked specific products that we feel would be perfect for those children if you want them to enjoy their play but also learn at the same time.
That's great. And, you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, the people go on a website and it's just so overwhelming for them and they really don't know what to choose. And is this broken down also for ages?
You know, right now it is not. There are ages specifically for children on the toys and the games themselves. So if you click on a specific toy, it usually has the age range that's appropriate for that child at that time.
Okay. And as far as, you know, the categories, why don't we just start with the different ones? Because you have a lot of featured products and that are your favorites. So, you know, let's start with books. Which are your favorites?
Well, I love books because I think they're a great resource to work on language, introducing new concepts. So some of the books that I enjoy are a series we carry called Off We Go, and we have three of them. So it's Off We Go for a Haircut, Off We Go to the Dentist, and Off We Go to the Grocery Store. And these are ideal stories that and are very well illustrated for a child who perhaps has autism or for children who have difficulty with transition and new things. And so these are stories that help them be introduced to new experiences. And they follow a child through that story to get them ready to go to a dentist or a haircut. And so that's one I really do enjoy. Then we also have Come to My Farm books and toy combos. These are great for younger children. The 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, even 2-year-olds could use some of these. And they're little board books with a couple toys that relate to that story. So they're great to reinforce new vocabulary for young children. We also have what I call the Speak With Me Education Collection. And this is a series of small books. The illustrations are absolutely gorgeous, and kids just love these. But these are for kids that maybe are working on speech sounds, and you want them to read some storybooks that have some speech sounds in them. And the key with this one is that in the front cover, there's a little bit of a parent guide that shows you how to cue them to produce these speech sounds. Now, I do recommend that if you have a child that you're worried about their speech, please get a referral to go see a speech pathologist to help guide you on how to work on these. But this is a nice follow-through kit that allows you to practice at home. And because they're so cute, the kids don't necessarily know they're practicing their speech sounds all the time.
And that's really the best part. Yeah, because when you can make it fun, the kids want to do it, so it's great.
Exactly, and I think that's really key. When they're in a therapy session or at school, they want to have fun as well. But when you're at home, sometimes kids don't always want to work with mom and dad on some of their goals. And so the goal is to try to provide you with things that seem a little bit more enjoyable and not so much of like homework for them.
Right. And what I like is that some of the books, you also have books that actually feature kids with special needs, like Down syndrome.
That's correct. So we have several board books, photographic books that have, they're targeting things like colors, learning your ABCs, I can you. So they're all different basic concepts in beautiful photographs of children with Down syndrome. So if you do have a child with Down syndrome that's at that preschool or toddler age, these would be ideal for you.
You're very relatable. That's great. I love the Off We Go books because, I mean, pretty much across the gamut, I see all of the children with these different disabilities, you know, all have difficulty with transitioning. So, you know, those would be great. I lost my sound there for a second. Sorry about that. Why don't we move on a little? Because I know that gross motor skills are really key for these children and very difficult. So what do you have for parents that could help with gross motor that's fun?
Sure. I have several. I actually have about 3 favorites of mine. One is the Billabong, which is really a fun toy or game. You can also use it for kids to sit in when they're playing games. It's almost like a plastic bowl-shaped seat that you can rock and wobble in, and they come in a variety of bright colors. And it's great for kind of play and experimenting with movement. It provides some sensory input. Lots of children with autism like to rock and move, and this provides an appropriate means to do that as well. But it's just fun in general. And these are ideal for kids with special needs as well as general education children. And it's just an all-around great gross motor toy. It seems to be very popular with us. A new toy or a gross motor tool we've brought in is called the Plasma Car. And this is a new product that will be up on our site this week. It's great for preschoolers and younger children to work on gross motor movement. And it's a mini scooter. And you swing the handlebar left and right to get it to move. And there are no pedals, no scooting or pushing is necessary. So it's perfect for a child that may be having some gross motor trouble with getting those pedals movements or just don't have the skills yet. So it's great for experimenting with movement, learning about their environment, or just needing more sensory input. It's a nice solution if they're not ready for a tricycle or something that requires pedaling.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And then there's the Magic Moves electronic wand. This is kind of fun for elementary kids because it's a wand that they hold that plays music and sounds, and it works on their listening skills, works on following directions, and I'm a big advocate of learning and movement. So this actually makes it a lot of fun to play with your kids, or if they have friends over, they certainly would enjoy doing that, and it works on a lot of good listening skills.
Yeah, because, you know, we find that, you know, with a lot of the children that they actually need to fidget or move to focus. So, you know, it just makes so much sense with so many of the products that you're talking about that movement is involved with learning. It's just, it's terrific.
That's correct.
You have also products that are very specific for the infants and the toddlers. And I think this is the group where parents are new to this, grandparents are new to this, and they really don't know what these special children need. So what do you have that you really are loving this year for the infants and toddlers?
This is a great new area for us, and it's what I've focused on, at least as far as the products we're bringing in, is bringing in very safe toys for these children, because most children this age are putting things in their mouths all the time. So we have very nice lined wood-based toys that are free of chemicals and latex and PVC. And these things are easy to play with, easy to grab. So we have little rolling toys that have nice grip on them. We have things like a peekaboo roller or a floppy-eared dog rattle, which are just easy to play with and very bright and colorful. And then we have things like a hug-a-bug, which is soft, makes crinkly sounds. The child can play and pull off the little ladybugs and push them back on, so it allows to work on some of their fine motor, gross motor. And really, the types of toys that parents want to look for infant and toddlers are things that really stimulate them in play. So they want lots of textures, colors, sounds, just to get them interested in stimulating them and get them active learners. So those are all, we have a whole new line of those things that I think would be wonderful for her parents, and I'm very excited about.
Well, they sound great. And, you know, a lot of these incorporate toys, and the toys, I would assume, they're also going to be great for the siblings that are neurotypical.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said a lot of these products really would also, the siblings of these children who are neurotypical are also going to love them too. I mean, you have a lot of great toys in the catalog this year.
That's correct. So a lot of these toys don't necessarily have to be for a child with special needs. The siblings would do very well with a lot of these as well, just because they're just so high quality, well-made, and, again, just free of a lot of the things that a lot of parents are concerned about these days with the chemicals and latex in them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we don't even know that they're in the products. So it's, you know, it's nice to know that, you know, that work has been done for you. The there's another, you know, a lot of what Mayor Johnson does with the Dynavox, like Board Maker, is really language stimulation for people that are nonverbal and that have a lot of difficulty with communication. And you have some language stimulation products that are just fantastic. So what do you have for children as far as language stimulation?
I highly recommend using products like puzzles to stimulate language because it's fun. Puzzles are usually very bright and colorful and typically have different types of topics, so animals or some type of STEAM-based, so they can learn a lot of new vocabulary words. So we have a whole range.
How does a parent use these puzzles to stimulate language?
So it's a lot more interactive play. A parent should sit down with their child and then initiate playing the puzzle, and they can practice, they can ask questions about what the child sees, they can describe the puzzle piece. A lot of our puzzles are just very bright, colorful. So if you have a puzzle piece for pets, you might tell me, what does a dog feel like? Or what color is that dog? Or do you think you've ever seen a dog that's big or small? And you just keep asking questions to try to stimulate that language. So puzzles to me are great because they're not flashcards, and you can still see the images on the puzzles. So that's a wonderful way to do that. And for younger children, we have a series of jumbo knob puzzles that have kind of big knobs on them. So if they have any fine motor concerns or just if they're younger, they're easy to grasp and manipulate. And the other thing that's great with puzzles beyond language is that it really does exercise the mind because they have to look at the image and look at the shape and then try to match that shape.
Right. And I think the distraction also sometimes helps with their you know, their ability to, you know, stick with something a little bit longer.
Correct. Now we do have,
go ahead.
We also have some jumble animals and some dramatic play kits. So what these do for stimulating language is that it just gets them out of their world to be creative. So I really enjoy having children play with objects and toys that have animals and dinosaurs so they can make animal sounds and talk about the animals, and they create scenes that they play in. But then the dramatic play sets are things like a pizza shop or supermarket, or they can pretend to go camping. And the kits that we have allow them to dress up and pretend they're in that situation. And so part of language stimulation is being able to get them to interact with the different things and be creative and come up with things. And even if you have a child that has a severe language delay, you can play dramatic play with them and talk about and describe what happens on a camping trip, or talk about all the toppings you put on a pizza at the pizza shop. And so that will help them learn new words and new language. And then the neat thing is then you can always then take them to the pizza shop that night for dinner, or go camping down the road for a family vacation to reinforce those skills.
Right, and that also, you know, what helps with transitioning too. You know, they just might feel much more familiar with it. That's so adorable. You know, let's move on to the fine motor skills, because, you know, all kids develop at different ages, but, you know, all children really need to work on their fine motor skills. So you have some really cute things this year. What do you have that are your favorites?
Yeah, I have several. We have the Explorer Ring, which is a giant ring that has all sorts of they have little beads inside of it and little knobs for them to turn and twist to work on their fine motor, which is their hand skills and their pincer grasp skills. And we also have what are called textured pop beads. So these are little beads. They're not real small, but they allow the child to grasp, and they have different textures and patterns on them that they can pop together and pull apart to create all sorts of patterns in various colors. And then we
are these for?
Yeah.
What age group would those be for?
I would say the textured poppies are appropriate for the preschool level, 3 and 4 year olds. And then the Explorer Ring, again, probably that age level. The Explorer Ring could be used with a 2 year old with parent supervision.
Okay. And you were going to mention some other items that you have?
Sure. So we have, if you go online, even the puzzles, I would say, work on fine motor again, because they're having to fit pieces into the tools. But we have all sorts of smaller toys for young children as well that have shapes. Like we have a toy house. We have pegboards that allow them to fit a shape of a peg into a pegboard. There's quite a range of different things that they can work with. We also have
items that you have. Yeah, to hold a pencil, because that a lot of kids struggle with, and button their clothes. I mean, these are just really very practical skills that they need to learn.
Correct.
Yeah, so that really is for everyone. You know, and I want to move on to the games, because the games are so important, because not only do they learn and do they have fun, and for autistic children they become more engaged, but you really can teach them social skills that they're going to use in school, preschool, with friends. So tell us about some of your favorite games.
We have a nice range of games. These are great for kids, definitely with learning disabilities, or even for their peers or their friends, family members who want to play with them. So the games I like to recommend, and there's quite a few of them actually in the categories, but there's Rock and Math, which is a cute new game that has guitar picks to practice their math skills. And this would be appropriate for grades 3 and up. And then we have younger games like Grandpa's Garden or Grandpa's Trunk, which is a big trunk with flashcards that have the alphabet on one side of the card and then a picture that matches that letter on the other side. And then we have something called Verbal Volley, which is a little bit more advanced vocabulary game, but the entire family can play this one and really enjoy it. So this is for kids ages 8 and up to work on their synonyms and their antonyms. And so this one is probably for kids that have been receiving speech therapy for a little while and are getting more comfortable with the vocabulary and ready to kind of push their skills a little bit with that game.
Right. And what about teachers? I mean, are these the type of games that could be incorporated into a classroom?
Oh, definitely. So all of these are on our main website as well, and we do have a lot of curriculum-based games. We have things like the bank account game or the allowance game, which can be carried into the classroom to work on math and money skills. We also have a game called the Fraction Matching under the games category, and works on fractions. Speed Place Value works on math skills and placement of the comma around your math numbers. And we also have some younger games to work on spelling. So there's all sorts of different games in this category that will allow parents, grandparents, or teachers to use.
Okay. Well, how can where can people find the gift list?
Well, they can go to mayorjohnson.com, and right at the top of the page pops up the big banner that shows the gift guide. And then if you can click right on that, and it takes you directly to the gift guide.
Okay. And how could they still get these items for Christmas?
Yes, they can. So if they order here soon, they can still receive those to put underneath the Christmas tree. They need to place their order by December 18th for delivery by Christmas. And there is free shipping on orders of $50 or more.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I thank you so much for coming back on. It's wonderful to have you. It's wonderful to be able to share with the parents and grandparents. Give them some great options for the kids that the kids are going to love.
Well, thank you for having us. We're really excited about this holiday guide this year, and I hope it helps everyone shop a little bit more easily for their specific child.
It really does. You know, I went on the other night, and it's fantastic. It really just helps the decision-making. It's a great, you set it up really, really well. I'm very impressed with it. So, again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So, remember, that's mayorjohnson.com. It's your special education super source. And go check it out. They have some really fantastic things. And we will be back on Sunday night with Stephanie Weiss, the host of Ask Stephanie. And her show is going to be about worry when it's not just worry. And it's really a great show. It's going to talk about what normal development in fear is and when a parent really should be concerned that it's something more with possibly a child anxiety disorder. So that will be Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining us.